for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's remember Carla here now from a couple of weeks ago, right before we left for vacation. Carla called us up all excited because it looked like she was going to be engaged by the time we talked to her again today, right?
I'm 20 years old.
20? You're 20, and Dad's friend is how old?
He's 35.
So you meet him a month ago. How many conversations have you guys had on the phone since then?
Well, we haven't talked on the phone yet.
Not one.
We've been kind of seeing each other over Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who brought up marriage first?
Yeah.
He did. He actually, I guess his divorce was being finalized before Memorial Day weekend, and we've been talking about marriage ever since.
All right, Jeff, can you fill in the blanks here? It seems like it was 3 months ago.
The ones I remember are Memorial Day weekend. She felt the connection, even though they never spoke on the phone. And then Dad was having another party for 4th of July weekend. So what's that, a month, 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the 6 weeks, they chatted back and forth via Facebook. And for some reason, she thought he was going to propose because he casually mentioned things about weddings and marriages and whatever during those Facebook exchanges over the course of the 6 weeks. And she was pretty sure she was going to say yes.
And did we establish why they've never talked on the phone?
Mm-mm. Yes.
We did?
Yeah.
Which was for what reason?
Wasn't it because he didn't want Dad to be suspicious on his cell phone or something like that?
Hey, Carla, can you refresh our memory? How come you guys haven't talked on the phone?
Because he didn't want to call from the office because my father or he's busy.
Or he's busy.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
And that didn't send up any red flags to you at all, like after work that he would never call you because he was always busy?
Well, sure. I mean, I questioned the whole thing. And now I feel like kind of a jerk about the whole thing.
All right. Why don't you take it from you taking off? This was all supposed to happen in Charleston?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where my parents live, and that's where my dad works with and has his business, and that's where this and the guy works for my dad.
How are you even supposed to meet up with him if you guys weren't talking on the phone? Were you Facebook messaging? Did he know you were coming into town? Did you say, okay, it's 6 o'clock, I'll see you at the airport, we'll meet you downtown Charleston? What was the arrangement?
Well, my family has a big to do and every year, and he goes, and he was really looking forward to it and was really excited and this, the other, that, and the other thing, between asking me about marriage and everything that I wanted in life and what I thought about, marriage and everything. So
he was planning to be at your parents' big 4th of July party.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's how you were going to see him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
We'll clear that one up.
Gotcha. Okay.
I love the drifting off answers. You know, just asking me about everything and just we talked.
Just that and the other.
We talked about everything and I'm not interested.
So it wasn't a one-on-one, I'll meet you at the hotel or anything. You were just supposed to meet up at their party.
Yeah, like he was planning, because I just went home for the weekend.
Right.
And yeah, he wanted to meet up before that even, but he wasn't specific, so I wasn't sure what. I didn't end up seeing him at all.
You didn't, show up to the party?
I did something, now I see that it was kind of dumb. I posted the, link to the last radio show onto my Facebook.
Mm.
Oh, it's real smart.
The link to the Burt Show.
And my dad got really upset. He found out about it. And so did, you know, the guy. Obviously, he saw that because he's been on Facebook a lot, too, communicating with me, like, every day. And so it was just kind of all sort of embarrassing.
So no engagement?
Do you know if Dude is the one?
No. Like,
does your dad spend a lot of time on your Facebook page, or did Dude tip Dad off that you had posted it?
No, I think, I'm not sure how he found out about it. It might have been just like in passing, maybe from my cousins or something, saying something, and then...
This is the most vague story I've ever heard in my life. You have no...
I mean, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know how he found out about it. Probably just one of my cousins, or maybe it was someone else from work. I don't know if that
this woman just lost the love of her life.
When my dad found out, I'm not sure, but he was upset.
How about a little compassion, Bert?
Are you making this up? I mean, come on. I mean, you're so vague about the whole thing. Like, afterwards, he hasn't called you to say, hey, I'm sorry. There's been no Facebook messages, nothing?
Well, no, he apologized for leading me on, and I haven't heard from him since. And my dad just thought, I don't know, if I was just, like, missing my friends from out of town and, like, on Facebook more than normal and just...
Huh?
Wow. I mean, I don't know.
I'm confused.
I feel, like, kind of a jerk about it, too, and I didn't realize, kind of, like... how carried and caught up I got into it, you know, with being online and talking to this guy every day and writing back and forth.
Where am I?
Hmm. Jen?
Did you ever consider that this guy might still be married?
I mean, yeah, of course. Everything sort of was in the back of my head. Thinking about it a little bit.
That's not the case. This guy, you met him and he thought it was cute and he's, you know, however old he was and you're 20 or however old you are, and he thought it was cool that a 20-year-old person was interested in him. So he was a little flirty on Facebook, and he would ask you guys would have conversations that are not completely unusual, like him saying, yeah, my next wedding, like if you're talking about his divorce or whatever, he could be totally single. He was just never interested in you. Yeah. Zero. It was never... an interest, it was never in anything. So when you post this link to the radio segment online and he listens to it, he's like, wait, what? That's all it was?
So you think you think they're having casual conversations and she interprets
She's fallen
it.
In love and he's probably just like, there's a reason he never called you. The reason that he never called was you know, the corporate phone and the I'm too busy. That's just an excuse. He doesn't want to talk to a 20-year-old girl on the phone. He thinks it's fun that when he logs onto his Facebook... that some hottie is sending him messages. That's it.
If you're looking back at this thing like it was that movie, The Sixth Sense, now you know the ending of the whole thing. is there anything really in those conversations that really sounded like he was definitely going to propose to you?
Well, I went back and read them, you know, a little bit, like, with a friend. And he was definitely, I mean, even... I don't know, maybe my friend was as naive as I was, but, like, I mean, he was definitely...
Flirty?
Leading me on in a way that...
That made you think that you'd be married.
Jen's obviously allergic to lame.
Here's Melanie. Good morning. Melanie, you're on the Burt Show, huh?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry you're even having to listen to this bull crap. Oh, my God. No, I'm sorry. I really do feel for you because Facebook is like the, oh my gosh, Facebook gets people in so much trouble. Facebook links to millions of people, and she seriously posted the link on her Facebook. I'm surprised she still has friends on there. They're probably like, holy crap, is she really this naive? I mean, seriously, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little far-fetched. Okay.
It's not far-fetched. She's just,
I mean,
she's
how do
nuts.
You misinterpret that?
Well, she's just a little naive.
She's special.
She's naive and hopeful and...
All right, Carla, we'll let you go. We're sorry. You must be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carla.
There's more fish in
Maybe
the sea.
Maybe try a boy who's 20.
Or a boy in person.
Yeah, or somebody that calls you on the phone. Yeah.
I know, and I'm not on Facebook as much at all anymore, and I'm just realizing.
You should try Twitter.
No. It's much more romantic.
Yeah, find love on Twitter.
It's much more authentic.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.